I'm joined over the phone today with Dr. Michael Sabatino with Sanford Bemidji, Sanford Health of Northern Minnesota. And we are here to talk about, you know, we're seeing a doozy of a smoke season this year with those Canadian wildfires, as far as we know, burning uncontrolled in many places. And Dr. Sabatino, what should we as Northern Minnesotans be worried about when it comes to these hazards coming from our skies?
Well, I'd say the main thing that we need to worry about is the particles that are in the smoke that we can inhale. They can affect lots of different patient populations in several different ways that can be detrimental to their health.
So as I understand it, like, you know, some of these wildfire warnings, they can be as bad as cigarettes, but without the nicotine, right?
Kind of. The cigarette smoke has lots of other different chemicals that wildfire smoke may not have mm-hmm. in them. And as far as the comparisons between cigarette smoke and wildfire smoke, it's a little bit difficult to compare, only because there's so many studies that have been done on the hazards of cigarette smoke specifically, as opposed to the specific hazards of wildfire smoke. There really haven't been a lot of studies done on them.
Well, I just, maybe we're coming up with an idea for you, Dr. Sabatino.
Yeah, of course.
So with this wildfire, I mean, I kind of joke, you know, it doesn't happen till it happens in New York, and lo and behold, it happened in New York. So, but we've had some, you know, alarmingly high AQIs with those particles in the air. So what can, like, where it's not just unhealthy for sensitive groups, it's unhealthy for everyone, right? When those AQIs are in, you know, unhealthy ranges, should everyone stay inside? Should we be cleaning our air filters and things like that?
Well, yeah, I think it's kind of a complex situation. But in general, yeah, when the air quality index starts going above levels that are safe for most people, staying inside is one of the best things you can do, if possible. Having good air filters inside, or having the windows closed with an air conditioning system that has a good filter on it, is very helpful as well. If you have to be outside, being aware of what the AQI is and how that might affect you personally would be helpful. You might need to do a little bit of research online for that individually. And if you have to spend extended periods of time outside, wearing a good mask, like an N95 mask, which we should all be familiar with by now, like a proper N95 mask, would be a reasonable way to try to help protect yourself.
All right. Very good, Dr. Sabatino. Anything else we should be keeping in mind as these AQI alerts will probably continue through the summer?
I think using common sense would probably be the smartest thing to say in closing, that if the AQI is worrisomely high and you know you have maybe a pre-existing health condition like asthma or COPD, or if you're in a high-risk population, like if you're in the younger population, less than 18, or the older population, older than 60 or 65, or if you're pregnant, try to stay inside. If you start developing any symptoms like cough or shortness of breath or wheezing or chest discomfort, get inside right away and call your doctor or even call 911 if necessary.
Have you seen an increase in calls for these smoky days?
To be perfectly honest, not recently here. I've only actually been working in Bemidji this week. I travel for work, actually.
So, gotcha.
I haven't seen too many in Bemidji, but I also work on the East Coast, where we've seen plenty, of course. And I also work in Alaska, where wildfire smoke can be a pretty big issue in interior Alaska. So when the AQIs do go up, anecdotally, we always do see more patients coming in with respiratory symptoms.
All right, good to know. Well, thanks for taking the time to chat with us, Dr. Sabatino.
It's my pleasure, Larissa. Thanks for the opportunity.